we've been preaching the life of Christ, a man on a mission. That's kind of been my theme for these past few Sundays for Christmas. I've always wanted to preach a series of messages between Christmas and Easter on the life of Christ. That's, you know, kind of intimidating when you think about, you know, condensing everything down. But I tell you, I've really enjoyed our messages on Christ. Because when you get right down to it, that's the only reason that we're able to come together as people, because of what He's done. Amen. And I guess this morning, I want to try to bring a message out of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, kind of the theme between of the messages and that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. As we begin this morning, I want to ask you a question. Number one, it's a fair question. Do you know Christ as your Savior? Amen? That's a fair question. Because not everybody knows the Lord as their Savior. Amen? There have been people. Let me tell you a little story real quick. If you're finding you played Luke chapter 19. I had a preacher friend of mine one time, and he was preaching. His grandfather was a preacher. So he grew up in church. And his grandmother, his grandfather had passed away, and his grandmother was, if I remember right, in her 90s. And he was preaching, my friend, and he gave the invitation. And his 90-year-old plus grandmother comes walking down and took him by the hand and said, "Son, I just got saved." He's kind of like me, you know, he's been around too many loud things, and he didn't quite understand what his grandma was saying. And he said, "What?" Kind of louder than he thought that he was speaking. And she said, "Son, I just got saved." And he told me this later. He said, "Brother Willie, I grew up with her. They've taken me to church as long as I can remember. But then she realized that she did not know Christ as her Savior." Isn't that something? So it's a fair question to ask. And Jesus was concerned enough about that question, or about that purpose, to leave heaven and come to earth and take upon Himself the form and the likeness of man and walk for 33 and a half years upon this earth as a man to become our kinsman redeemer, our Savior. I'll even go as far as say our salvation. That's when Jesus came. So, John chapter 19 and verse 10 is the verse that I want to look at this morning. But I want to start back in verse 1. Huh? Luke. Did I say John? I apologize. Don't listen to what I'm saying this morning. Listen to what I mean. And I'm preaching through the Gospel of John on Sunday night, so we're in a good spot in John. But Luke chapter 19, verse 1. This is an account. You know, one thing that oftentimes is we read the Bible, We read it like we're reading a fictional story, but these are real people that lived in real time and that had lives, and they were living their lives out, and they had the same struggles as what you and I have. You know, I hear a lot of this today, that times are different now, preacher, than they were then. Really, in Ecclesiastes, the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. It may be wrapped in a different package, but folks deal with the same troubles they've always dealt with. They have the same issues. They go through the same thing over and over again. Because I got some real news for you. The devil don't need no new tricks. The old ones are working just well. You know, just as good. So he doesn't have to change his tactics any. Now in Luke chapter 19. Now you got me self-conscious. I'm going to make sure I read the right book. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by a path that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when he saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him. For Jesus saith unto him, This day is salvation come unto this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Verse 10. The mission of Christ. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Brother Bobby, would you lead our hearts?
Heavenly Father God, we just thank you again, Lord, for allowing us to be here in this place today, Father. And come here freely and worship you today, Father, and country where we still can come and gather together and worship you, Father. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, just to help us today, Father, to realize, Lord, that we need about your business, Father, and telling others about you, Lord, and about your saving power, Father. And we just ask you to help, Father, to anyone here today, Father, that's lost and doesn't know you as their Savior. We pray that you'd save them today, Father, before it's too late. We pray you just be with Brother Willie to stand before us this morning, Father. I ask you to give them words, Lord, and have us come here today, Father. We just ask the Lord to speak in our hearts this morning, Father. And we just thank you again. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So,
Luke
chapter 19, verse 1. We have this account here of Jesus coming. By the way, this was right before he would enter into Jerusalem during his final week on earth. Now, we're heading toward what we call the Easter season, or I don't like to say Easter season, by the way. Most of the time, I say Resurrection Sunday, which really, let me explain something about Easter to you in case you might be confused about it. And I know a lot of people, put Easter Day upon, but every single Sunday that we have church, why do we have church on Sunday instead of Saturday? Saturday is the Sabbath. We have church on Sunday because that's Resurrection Day. That's the day that our Lord came out of the grave, that He came and with victory over death, grave, and hell. You see, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly through His death. Jesus came to secure our eternal salvation up on the cross. Now, let's look at a couple of things here about this. And so He was getting ready to pay the ultimate cost for you and for I, and He came into a place called Jericho. Jericho is a very significant place. In the Bible, we first read of Jericho whenever Israel would surround it for 7 days, and Joshua walked around Jericho for so many times, and they blew the trumpets, and the wall fell. Jericho had a significant place in Bible history. And Jesus came through Jericho in this place. And in this place was a fellow by the name of Zacchaeus. You know, as I was thinking about this message, that little children's song kept running through my mind, you know, about Zacchaeus, a wee little man. A wee little man with Jesus. And how he wanted to see the Lord. He climbed up into the sycamore tree. Now, I want to look at just a couple of things, kind of, in this man's life. First of all, he knew he was a sinner. Amen? Brother Kelly, he didn't need you telling him that. Amen? Isn't it funny how a lot of us like to go around telling folks about their sin and how, isn't that true? You know, Jesus didn't do that. Zacchaeus knew his shortcomings. He knew where he was. The religious crowd that was around him, they started whenever Jesus decided to go and into his house and do his visit and visit Zacchaeus. They started saying, he's going over there and eating with a sinner. And he's taking up company with a sinner. Let me tell you something. Jesus knew that. And let me tell you, whenever Jesus came, I gave my testimony just a little bit ago. I want you to know, whenever I got saved, Jesus didn't realize that, Brother Willie didn't. He's not really such a bad guy. Folks, let me tell you what happened when I got saved. What Christ got when He got me. He got a sinner headed for hell and couldn't help himself. That's what Jesus got. And if you're here today and you know Jesus as your Savior, I want you to know Jesus got the same thing in you that He had in me. And folks, if you're here today and you're sitting there thinking, well, Jesus will never have me, you're exactly what Jesus came for. This man, Zacchaeus, he was, the Bible says, the chief of the publicans. I probably don't have to tell you what a publican was, he was a tax collector. That's what a publican is. And Brother Sam, he wasn't worried about what your return said. He wasn't worried about your W-2. The tax collector of Jesus' day, they would collect a certain amount for Rome, and then whatever they could get out of you for themselves, they got to keep. Amen? I'm not getting into politics. I'm not getting into tax stuff. and all that, but I want you to know that in Jesus' day, the business of being a tax collector usually went to the most vile, evil person that did not care about his fellow human being, but he only cared about himself. That's what kind of person Zacchaeus was. He knew exactly. And the Bible, all it said in verse 2, that he was chief among the publicans. I don't know if that means that hierarchical place where he was, he had more authority than everybody else, or he's just the meanest snake in the bush. It could be neither one of them. I believe he's probably talking about in the same realm when Paul said that he was the chiefest of sinners. I believe that meant that he was the worst of the bunch. And I think that's what, yeah, he was just, I mean, now he would take everything he got. Amen. Now, I'm not going to get much into tacking and all this, but I do want to say this. I do believe in paying your fair share of taxes. But it seems like sometimes Uncle Sam's fair share and my fair share is two different figures. Amen? Y'all get that a little bit. But Zacchaeus, there's something else about the life of Zacchaeus that he heard about Jesus. Didn't know much about him, but he heard about him. Folks, let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I heard about Jesus. I knew about him. But then it came to Zacchaeus' life. He wanted to find out about it. The Bible says that Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Verse 3, it says this, and he sought to see Jesus, whom he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. There was a crowd around Jesus. Zacchaeus wanted to find out about this man Jesus. Can I tell you what? Except the Lord draw you, the person cannot come to Jesus. I don't want to get too much involved in that, but I want you to see something this morning, that Zacchaeus had a genuine desire to learn more about Jesus. Zacchaeus, something in his life was missing terribly, and he wanted to get to Jesus. You know, in the 10th chapter, I believe it is, in Acts, there is a man called Cornelius. He was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. In the Bible, that's not being ugly. In the Bible, in Jesus' day, the Jews figured there was two different kinds of people. Jews and everybody else. Amen? If you wasn't a Jew, you were something else. And they called you Gentile. Can I tell you something? Jesus came to the Jews, his people, the Jews, God's people. They rejected him. So he came to us, the Gentiles. Amen. And he saved Jews, and he saved Gentiles. The same. Amen. Alright, I just thought I'd throw that on. Now, Cornelius, the Bible says, was a righteous man, and he prayed every day, and he gave alms. Alms is what we call charity. Now, you know, he done plenty of good works. He was a kind person, but he was missing something in his life. And one day, God sent an angel to Cornelius, and he says, I heard you praying. Can I tell you something? Those that seek after Jesus will find you. He comes to seek you to seek me and to save me when I couldn't save myself. Zacchaeus was a rich man, but there was something that was still missing in his life. And he wanted to meet Jesus to find out what this was. Can I ask you something? I started out asking you, Jesus Christ is your Savior this morning. Can I ask you something else? Is there something in your life that seems like there's many, many things in your life that I don't know how to pull out? And I'm thankful for it. But God knows all that's going on in your life. And He knows what you need more than you think you know. And than you even know. All right? Zacchaeus. I know. Now I'm thinking this part. The Bible doesn't say this, but this is when we see his action. He says, I'll run ahead of this crowd and I'll get up in the tree over here and I'll wait for Jesus to come by. Have you ever noticed how it's worded in the Bible? It says that he got up that sycamore tree because Jesus, let me read it exactly how it says right here. And he ran before in verse 4, and he climbed up in the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He got in the way of Jesus. Amen? You ever thought of that? He got in the way of Jesus. He got up in that tree. All he wanted to do was just see Jesus for himself. That's all. Crowd walking by, Jesus in the middle of it, they walked by that sycamore tree, and the Bible said Jesus looked up and it said, Zacchaeus, come down. In fact, he said in verse 5, and Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house, or at thy house. Fourth chapter of John. A woman, Jesus sat on a well, and a woman comes by. Jesus says to the disciples in the fourth chapter of John, I must go through Samaria. Can I tell you something? Jesus loves you enough to make sure that you are going to get in His way at least once. And you know Jesus is your Savior. Zacchaeus, make haste. For today I must abide at your house. When Zacchaeus come down, it says that he gladly received him.
Jesus Christ comes to pay for our sins.
that whosoever grows by me will come with a strong reputation, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Willie, you have no idea what's in my past. Nope, God does. Brother Willie, you don't know how far away from God I am. Nope, God does. Brother Willie, you don't know nothing about me. Nope. But God does. And God knows, and He also knew the remedy. John 3:16, talked about that last week. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't know nothing about you. I don't even pretend like I do. Some of y'all, I don't even know your name. But let me tell you, the God in heaven, the God that gave us this world, the God that gave us the only begotten Son, knows the number of hair on our head, knows the number of freckles on our face, knows every intimate detail that you're hiding from everybody else, that you're hoping nobody else knows. God knows. He loves you anyway. Isn't that something? And He gave His only begotten Son that you can have eternal life. He came specifically to seek and to save that which is lost.